Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers, sisters. Praise the Lord for a new beginning.
Amen.
Amen. How about we first read Ezekiel 36, 26.
Amen.
It's also in day 3.
Day 3?
Day 3. Ezekiel 36, verse 26.
How about we all read it together first, and then we'll
I
will also give you a new heart and a new spirit. I will put within you, and I will take away a heart of stone out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh.
Amen.
I will also.
Amen. Right.
I will also.
Amen. Yes, I will also.
I will also.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Also give you a new heart.
That's Amen. Right. Yes, I will also give you a new heart.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for our new heart.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for our new heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us a new heart.
Amen.
Giving us a new heart.
Amen.
But we have a new heart.
Amen. Yes, this morning we want to exercise our new heart.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we want to exercise our new heart.
Amen.
Give you a new heart.
Amen.
And a new spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
And a new spirit.
Amen. New heart and a new spirit.
Amen.
New heart and new spirit.
Put it within you.
Amen.
I will put it within you.
Amen.
I will put it within you.
Amen.
The new spirit I will put within you.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
The Lord will put within us.
Amen.
Put it within us.
Amen. 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 I will take away the heart of stone.
Amen.
I will take away the heart of stone.
Heart of stone.
Amen.
Out of your flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
Heart of stone out of your flesh.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us the heart of flesh.
Amen.
Oh, you will take away the heart of stone.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
I will give you a heart of flesh.
Amen.
I will give you a heart of flesh.
Amen.
I will give you a
heart of flesh.
Amen.
Thank you for this new heart.
Yes.
Heart of flesh.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord for our new heart and new spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The title of this message is You Want a Recovery by Life. For the carrying out of God's economy. So in last message we see, the Lord wants to recover us. The way He wants to recover us is by life. And in this message we see the procedures. The Lord recovers us by life, but He begins by giving us a new heart.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So while we're in the fallen state, we're in a backsliding condition, our heart is far away from the Lord. Our heart is stony.
Amen.
Our heart is hard.
Amen.
Our heart is very cold towards the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. But in the Lord's recovery, He gives us a new heart.
Yes.
He wants to recover us.
Yes.
So we have a new heart to love the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Your brothers and sisters, I really appreciate we have a new heart.
Amen.
The love is inclined toward the Lord.
Amen.
And spontaneously, when we access our hearts, we will love the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And also we see, the Lord not only gives us a new heart, He also gives us a new spirit.
Amen.
So we know in Christianity, there are a lot of people that love the Lord. They actually have a loving heart towards the Lord. They love God, but they don't know they have the spirit.
Amen.
They didn't access their spirit.
Amen.
So they love the Lord, but they didn't access their spirit. Today, the Lord wants us to ask, love Him. He also wants to counsel him in our spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have a new spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We need to access our spirit.
Amen.
To count us Lord. To worship him.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And also we see, when the Lord have a new heart and new spirit, our heart is also one with the Lord.
Amen.
Because the Lord, when he gives us a new spirit, he also put his spirit in our spirit.
Amen.
So that we can contain him. We can be one with him. We can mingle with him. We can be one spirit with the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, let's access our spirit.
Amen.
To count the Lord.
Amen.
Love him. Access our hearts. Love him.
Amen.
How about we first pray. Point one. Oh, read Romans 1-7. Amen. The outline.
Just read the Romans.
Yeah.
What?
Son of man, set your face against one spirit, and prophesy against it. For the inward recovery of his people, God acts on behalf of his holy name. For the inward recovery of his people, God applies his judicial redemption to them for their being cleansed with the precious blood of Christ. For the inward recovery of his people, God applies his organic salvation to them to give them a new heart and a new spirit so that they may be deified to become a new creation, the new Jerusalem.
I will put my spirit
within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and my ordinances you shall keep and do. As a result of the inward recovery by life, the desolate and waste places will become like the Garden of Eden. In its recovery by life, the Lord desires to increase us with men like a flock.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So for the Lord's recovery by life, he still needs our cooperation. We need to access our spirit. So yesterday I had some fellowship with a brother. I was so touched that though in the church life, we love the Lord, we access the heart to love the Lord, but we still need to access our spirit. Because without accessing the spirit, our love will be very natural. We will love the Lord with our older man. So we need to access our spirit. Our old man needs to be justified.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And also, I was so touched that even in our human relationship, like my relationship with Keisha, I love Keisha, but Keisha will not be satisfied if I merely tell her I love her. I need to count on her, to spend time with her, to fellowship with her. So in the relationship with the Lord, we need to spend time with the Lord. We need to access our spirit, to contact him. So in our contact with the Lord, our old man will be exposed. And our old man will be justified.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. And also touched that in this message your brother said that actually God's economy is in love. Oh, Lord Jesus. So praise the Lord for his economy. Praise the Lord for all situations and conditions. His heart is always loving us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
So, I really don't know how to share this message, but I praise the Lord we have a new heart and new spirit.
Amen.
This is so practical. We need to practice. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May we all open our hearts to the Lord.
Amen.
Access our hearts. Access our spirit.
Amen.
To speak for the Lord.
Amen.
To love the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, see, verse 26 says, I also will give you a new heart, a new spirit I'll put within you.
Amen.
And then verse 27 says, and I'll give you my spirit. Or my spirit I'll put within you.
Amen.
So I this week I enjoyed I was touched very much by these two things. Our heart and our spirit.
Amen.
And not just our spirit, but the mingled spirit. I'll put
Amen.
My spirit within you. So I need a brother quickly. I have a Clive, David. Okay, very good. So, our heart and our spirit. So our heart. So you're going to be the Lord, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to be our heart. Our heart. So our old heart. So our heart. The function of our heart is our desire and our loving. But this morning I'd like to use the word inclination. So previously we had a stony heart. So our heart was tended, it inclined like this. It inclined like away from the Lord. Away from the Lord. But now in His salvation, His organic salvation, He's given us a new heart. A new heart. So now the function of our heart, our function of our very person, our heart, in action is like this. How about that? Even when I'm distracted, my heart is a heart like this, is inclined to the Lord. So my heart, I have a new heart. My new heart likes to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
Turn to the Lord. That's our repentance. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But then that's not sufficient, because we're also in chapter 35, there's Edom. So that's us, the natural man. We need a new spirit. We also need a new spirit.
Amen.
So how about this? I'm going to use my arm to signify the function of our spirit. So with my arm, I can contact the Lord.
Amen.
And receive the Lord. So my heart, I have a new heart. My new heart always, always wants to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
Turn, incline to the Lord.
Amen.
But I also need my spirit. I really need my spirit. So I can contact the Lord.
Amen.
And I can
Amen.
Contain the Lord.
Amen.
And receive the Lord.
Amen.
This way we become, and also we have the Lord's Spirit, right? He gave us Himself, the Spirit. He put His Spirit within us. So our contacting, I don't know how to do this, but our contacting the Lord is like this, right? The Lord is in us. Our contacting the Lord is, praise the Lord. So we have a new heart. I really enjoyed that. We need both.
Yes.
Our heart, with our heart being turned away, we're like this, we're closed.
Right.
When our heart turns, we open.
Amen.
We open.
You have to give him a bear hug.
But we need to contact the Lord and receive the Lord.
Amen.
So we call, we pray, read. We thank the Lord. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We declare the word. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
So yeah, I'd like to continue Tom's message a bit. So what I thought was pretty important about the love that is being referred to, right? There's love that can be temporary, but there's love that's eternal, and that's divine love.
Amen.
That's the love God has shared with us. And that's the heart of flesh that Jesus gave to us. As opposed to the heart of stone, which is, you know, the heart of stone can be hard. Sometimes it's unaccepting and not wanting to change. You know, rock is as a foundation is pretty unchanging. Like whatever the way it was made, it doesn't want to change. But a heart of flesh, you know, you work out, your heart gets stronger, right? Or and it's changing, you know. So with the heart of the Lord, the heart that the Lord gave us, it's stronger now. It gets stronger the more we exercise our spirit.
Amen.
So, and this is just a way, to, like as Tom said, to communicate better with the Lord, because we need that divine love that the Lord has given us. We need to show that back to Him.
Amen.
You know, He gave us an eternal life. We have to also have this eternal love for Him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. please. The heart, we see this week about the heart, the love, the heart of the Lord that He gave us. You know, the heart has four functions, right? The function of the soul, with the mind, emotion, will, but it also has a conscience in the heart and the spirit, right? So the spirit and the soul. So the thing is that why we can't love the Lord the way He wants us to love Him is because conscience and faith go together. So it's like the brother Tom put that picture. One day brother Ricky get up, took brother Gary and said, the conscience and the spirit go together. And then when the conscience and faith go together. The problem is when our conscience is not clean, our faith is very small. Right. It doesn't grow. So right, and so take it. Amen. This is what Ricky did with brother God. But one thing I found in the Bible, in the Word, is that there are two kinds of love. The agape love and the brotherly love. See, Paul talks about the brotherly love. But John 3:16 says eternal life. Whoever believes in the Son will not perish but have eternal life. This is actually the divine life. That's the agape life, agape love. So the Lord wants us to love with the agape love. Divine love. The brotherly love is nice. That's the love I have for my wife when we got married. Right? But as the Lord spread out in our life, saturate our life, see this brotherly love turns to the agape love, the divine love. And this is the love that really stays. The brotherly love is momentary. See, if we love our friends, co-workers, with this brotherly love. But it's that divine love that has to grow and saturate every part of our being. These are the two different kind of love. And the Lord gives us this heart with His love, is the divine love. Eternal life, the divine love, John 3:16. And it's not for the future, it's now. It's a reality now. And I didn't understand this very well. But now I understand that this heart, the love of this heart is the divine love, the agape love, that it has to grow.
Amen.
Amen. In this message, our brother sang a lot. He did a lot of singing, you know, showing how much, you know, our singing is our worshiping the Lord and telling Him how we love Him and even that He loves us. It's a love relationship. I really enjoy that He said here that no matter how much we love the Lord with our heart, without our spirit, we can't receive Him and contact Him. So we really need to contact the Lord in our spirit because that is where He is. Right? And from there, He will spread to all the parts of our being. But we first need to contact Him. Amen. And that how much He loves us is that the greatest divine dispensing takes place in the realm of love. That love is the procedure. Love opens the way, and love prepares the party so that the marvelous dispensing can take place. Amen. And even the dealings that the Lord, you know, does with us take place in love. Amen. Right? He deals with us in love. Amen. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but it is in love. And He gave us four adjectives here that we need. Our heart needs to be soft. We need to be soft towards Him. And our heart needs to be pure, seeking only Him, not seeking the things of Him, but seeking Him, right? That's to be pure and to be loving, to love Him. And foremost, to be at peace, a heart that is at peace.
Amen.
And in order to be at peace, we need to accept the dealings. We need a continual dealing with the Lord as life, which is the basis of our dealings in love. And that, you know, nothing purifies us as much as the fire of the divine love burning within us. That the dealings with the Lord are motivated not for us being fulfilling requirements, but it's our love for Him. And I really enjoy the brother brought out this hymn. This hymn, right, in hymn 744. In dealings with the Lord as life, we need a proper heart.
Amen.
That of His riches in His grace, that we fully may take part. We need a heart in all things pure, with mind both sound and clear. We need a fervent, loving heart, a heart on fire with love, with an emotion filled with zeal. We need a true, obedient heart, with a submissive will, pliable yet strong. You know, we need a heart condemning not, in all things right with God, a heart which has a conscience purged and covered with the blood. We need to deal with our conscience in order to have a heart which is at peace. So we pray that the Lord would give us this heart that's forever fixed on Him.
Amen.
This week I was touched by the message to say, our hearts has four great problems. What's the four great problems? Hardness, impurity, unloving, and unpeaceful.
Amen.
Many times when we when our mind is on the flesh, we don't feel peace, we don't feel life. This is our experience in our daily life. But once our mind is on spirit, we feel life and peace.
Amen.
So this four great problem in our heart, the message we need to deal with. Need to deal with that his life might be regulated out from us. When God created us, this week the verse say, God gave us a new heart, a new spirit. This is a new heart is for loving Him.
Amen.
And new spirit is an organ to receive Him. So brother show us a very clear picture. When we turn to the Lord, you know, from our old man turn to the new spirit and contact Him, and our heart just become soft, become love Him. And this is a new heart, the function of this new heart. Also, God gave us this new spirit. When we exercise our spirit, we mingle with God, and we feel revived. We feel full of life. I just feel thank you, Lord, for this new spirit and the new heart God has given to us.
Amen.
So we can apply in our daily life by turning to Him, by saying, Lord, we love you. Or Jesus, we can pray to Him, contact Him, and we can receive all His riches. Because our heart, once our heart becomes soft, the Lord will grow in us. You know, when we see the soil, when the soil is full of stone, nothing can grow. But our heart, if our heart is soft before God, and the Lord can work in us, can grow in us.
Amen.
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 Among so many wonderful things mentioned in this week's message, you know, some a few turns, quite negative turns, you know, actually also catch me. One is talking about fallen and the backslidden stage. So very often we are actually in fallen and backslidden state.
Yeah.
And another is called what? Desolate and the waste places. You know, in our daily life, I feel I myself very often are in this kind of situation. But we all know, you know, there's a solution. It's Romans 8:6, right? We set our heart on the Spirit.
Amen.
Then the law of the life. The law of the spirit of life will operate, then will be renewed, will be brought into a different realm. But I think really in our experience, we shouldn't, this week I have been thinking that we shouldn't ignore, we still live in our flesh. And the law of the sin and death actually is always with us.
Yeah.
We shouldn't ignore how powerful is this. Amen. this power, Amen. this law of death. You know, the Lord really remind me, yes, on one hand, whenever we turn to the Spirit, the law of Spirit of life will operate.
Amen.
But we need to spend really enough time for this law to operate on us. You know, there's a scene just come up. I believe we all see this on TV, right? This rocket, for the rocket to go to the outer space, it needs a lot of power.
Yeah.
And a period of time, take this rocket up. And until it reach a point, this rocket, you know, out of the law of gravity, and this rocket will start to go, right? And totally out of this influence of this gravity. So, you know, it takes this process. And in our daily living, sometimes we exercise, we turn, but we don't give enough time to experience, you know, the law of life, spirit of life, to bring us into that realm. Mm-hmm. There's no influence of death and sin. Mm-hmm. We may call upon the Lord, the name of the Lord, a few times, and we experience, you know, like air balloon, right? Take us a little bit up to the air, and we feel quite happy because we never have that. We really have that experience before. We can see, we are not on the earth, right? We are on the ground. We are not on the ground. We are in the air. But that's not enough. You know, we really need to spend more time. Really, you know, let this continuously take us to the outer space. Actually, our inner space, our deep spirit inside. And we spend time that the Lord really operated in us to change our life.
Amen.
Amen.
I also enjoyed, but Brother Kyle enjoyed. The verse that came to me was Ephesians 3. It speaks of, you know, we need to be, that God will grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened into your inner man,
Amen.
That Christ may make His home in your hearts.
Amen.
This week I was considering the speaking, and I was touched again. You know, God needs a gateway.
Amen.
When we were regenerated, He came into us, into our spirit,
Amen.
And regenerated our spirit, enlivened our spirit. But actually, from our spirit, He's limited by our soul, by our heart, my emotional will, and our conscience. He needs a gateway to get through from our spirit, through our soul, and to express Himself to others.
Amen.
And to do this, He needs to first touch our hearts.
Amen.
Our hearts are so important.
Amen.
This is the gateway of life.
Amen.
But the way that the Lord will touch our hearts is first, it's actually not, it sounds kind of difficult, but actually, in application, it's going back to the Spirit. So the more you touch your spirit,
Amen.
The more you strengthen into your inner man,
Amen.
Christ can make His home in your hearts.
Amen.
That's Ephesians 3, right? This week, for me, was just the Lord spoke to me and touched my heart. But at the same time, He said, you know, he told me, John, you need to learn to exercise your spirit. I have given you a new heart, but I also given you a new spirit, so that you may contact me. And that we should not take this fact for granted. We must learn constantly, every moment, to touch our spirit.
Amen.
And this sounds so basic, but But there are a few things that we can really learn what it means to touch our spirit.
Amen.
I enjoy what the brother shared in the message. Number one, calling on the name of the Lord. I don't know what does that mean to you when we say calling on the name of the Lord. But to get to to get out there, we need to really learn to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you like it, when you don't like it, when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In His name is everything that we need.
Amen.
May this become so real to us.
Amen.
So experiential to us.
Amen.
So that we can really learn what it means.
Amen.
And then pray. We can pray.
Amen.
Pray, have fellowship with the Lord. Amen. And also praying through by touching His Word.
Amen.
And then we can also sing.
Yes.
Oh, saints, what does singing mean to you?
Amen.
Does singing just mean that we come on Lord's Day,
Amen.
First praising the Lord, and then worship the Father? We got to go by categories. No. Singing means that we touch our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, Thou art the Spirit.
Amen.
This morning when we enjoyed the hymns, I was so touched. I have a new heart.
Amen.
I can love the Lord.
Amen.
Singing should bring us, really, into our spirit.
Amen.
May we learn what all these means and experience these things.
Amen.
So that God can have a way through our hearts to reach, to express Himself.
Amen.
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 I just consider He's given us a new heart and a new spirit, and this is His recovery by life. This recovery, the means of His recovering us, is not only life as its nature, but also life as the very means, as the direction. And why is His heart and why is His spirit new? Okay, what is new? Or rather, who is new? We know in the universe, actually, there's only one that's new, only one that is not subject to the construct of time, and that's God Himself.
Amen.
So when He put Himself into us, when He regenerated us, that was the moment our spirit was new, was Amen. Enlivened, was quickened. Amen. That is our new spirit. And our new heart, we know from in Jeremiah 16:9, we should not be deceived. Our heart is quite defiled, very defiled. And in Jeremiah 17:9, it speaks on the heart is deceitful above all things,
Amen.
And it is incurable.
Right.
Who can know it?
Right.
And in Proverbs 28, it speaks on he who trusts his heart is a fool.
Amen.
So this is the condition of our heart. But and we know the heart is the entrance for God to enter into our spirit, actually.
Amen.
The heart, as John said, is the gateway.
Yeah.
So our heart is composed of our mind, emotion, and will, which are in the concentric circles, the three concentric circles. It's outside of our spirit. Of course, it includes the conscience, which is a part of our spirit. But primarily, the Lord needs to enter through our heart as the entrance, the gateway, to enter into our spirit. So, so we have to open our heart to Him.
Amen.
So when we turn our heart to Him, we open our heart to Him, then He enters. That's when we first believed. That's when our spirit was regenerated.
Amen.
That's how we had a new spirit.
Amen.
The reason the spirit is new is because God is living there. God dwells there. God resides there. That is a place of rest. That's a place of comfort. This is our goal. We want to be strengthened into our inner man.
Amen.
We want to be ushered into our spirit all the time. And how does our heart become new? Our heart becomes new despite being deceitful above all things, despite being untrustworthy in all cases. It's when from the Spirit the Lord spreads into our heart
Amen.
That it becomes a new heart with which we love Him.
Yeah.
We should hold these promises. Even in Romans 5:5, we know the love of God has been poured out in our hearts.
Amen.
This is a fact. Love from our spirit has been poured into our heart. That is the area of our heart where it's new. It's the new heart with which we love Him with His love.
Amen.
So we should claim the fact, yes, I am a believer. My spirit is regenerated. I have God in my spirit. And I contact Him with my spirit. And then with my heart, we should claim the fact, yes, He has spread to a certain extent into my heart. And I will love You with my heart that You have made new in me.
Amen.
And we should exercise. And I appreciated what Kumar said. Exercise. We need to exercise. Amen. Exercise our spirit to contact Him. Exercise our heart to love Him. Make it buff. Make it really big. And make it actually easier. Actually, the more we exercise, we realize it becomes easier this way. Yeah. Easier this
Amen.
Way. But we do need to exercise. But I praise the Lord, we have a new heart and a new spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Heart and our spirit. May the Lord strengthen or cleanse our heart daily to plant our spirit. And 2 Timothy 1:6-7 says, "For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness." And a portion in day 4 said, "In His sublimity, Satan has hidden this matter of the human spirit from most Christians. When many believers read the Bible, they do not exercise their spirit, but exercise only their mind. When we read the Bible, we need to exercise our spirit as well as our mind. We should never neglect our spirit. If we do not exercise our spirit, we cannot be proper Christians. We should learn to exercise our spirit to be one spirit with the Lord. This means that we need to realize that in His inward recovery by life, He has given us a new spirit. And in order to maintain the newness of our spirit, we must continually exercise our spirit to contact the Lord so that we may walk, live, and have our being in and according to the Spirit. We must call on the name Amen. Of the Lord. Amen. We must pray, read His word as the Spirit. We must rejoice always, pray unceasingly, and give thanks in everything. We must Amen. Fan our spirit into flame, not quenching the Spirit. And we must practice prophesying for the building up of the church, not despising prophesying.
Amen.
I'm joined of us that say that I will take away the heart of stone out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And then I realized that, you know, we actually need to do our job of maintaining the newness of our heart.
Amen.
We must keep our heart turned to the Lord and seek purity, loving Him with our whole heart.
Amen.
Our heart needs to be soft, pure, loving, and at peace. I feel like a lot of times my heart is not at peace because I did not follow the inner anointing, the law. So. And then I realized when the Lord gives us a new heart, a new spirit, and then at the same time there's a law regulating us. And we need to learn to follow the law so that our heart will be at peace, we will have the joy.
Amen.
Pray that the Lord will continue to help us to maintain our heart to be new, then we will learn to exercise our heart and our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Material. Actually, this morning when I fellowship with Kyle, I was very surprised that, you know, in the outline, the last point talking about the numbers. You know, I think that, like, you know, the title actually is about inward recovery of life. But I think that, you know, just like the doctors want to see if we are normal, you know, there are some clinical indicators. And I think that actually the hour number, although sometimes we say, you know, we focus on quality, we do not focus on quantity. But actually here, the message says that quality actually comes out from quantity, because I think that's an indication if we really have this inward life. I was very touched by Sister Barbara's sharing, like to to remain in newness of our spirit, we really have five things that we need to do. We need to call on His name, we need to read His word or pre-read His word, we need to pray, and we should not quench the spirit, that we should exercise our spirit, and then we should prophesy. Prophesy means that we need to speak. So I think that, you know, it's really practical. I think these are all the practical points that we can exercise. And this week, young people get into the biography of Watchman Nee. So when I reread these chapters, that really reminds me that, you know, actually there are examples, there are patterns before us. So, you know, like when Brother Nee, after he was saved, he really had this burden, you know. After he fellowshiped with the Lord, he really had this burden to preach the gospel. And we know that if you want to preach the gospel, if you don't deal with yourself, you won't be able to speak. So actually, I think that, you know, I really pray that the Lord will give us this heart, you know, to deal with ourselves and then to become a life channel to flow out His life.
Amen. So, for this week's message, it says that the Lord told Ezekiel that he also gives him a new heart and a new spirit, and he also took away the heart of his the heart of stone away from his flesh. So I guess it's an analogy or a metaphor. So that doesn't mean the God has already taken our heart of stone out of us.
Yes.
So that means we our heart might still be old. So in order to allow our spirit to fully grow, we have to first open our heart to Lord. So that our heart can allow the spirit to come out of our spirit, the vessel, and to our soul, so that the spirit can be fully developed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This week I also enjoyed the title of this message, The Inward Recovery by Life for the Carrying Out of God's Economy. Mm-hmm. And I very enjoy some words given by Minoru Chen in the beginning words, so I just want to read some words. Amen.
Amen.
Life is a very joined God Himself. The Father in the Son and the Spirit flowing out, proceeding out from the throne as a river of life in which the tree of life grows, making the new Jerusalem a city of life. Life is just the eternal flowing out of the triune God. This flow has a goal, and the direction and the destination of this flow is man. The triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit is flowing Himself into us, bringing all His divine riches, His life, His nature, and all the things that He is into our being to become our life supply, and even our everything. By the flowing of God into man, we become possessors of the divine life with its divine nature.
Amen.
We now have the capacity to fulfill God's eternal intention for us to be one with Him and to share the same life and same living of the triune God.
Amen.
By being one with Him, we are transformed, changed, renewed, satisfied, and shepherded by His life.
Amen.
And we are built up in His life.
Amen.
As a corporate man, we are saturated with His divine life, so that
Amen.
We are the same as God in life and nature, thereby becoming His duplication and His enlargement. As His full expression, His fullness, we will manifest the triune God in His universe forever and ever.
Amen.
The inward recovery of the Lord is by His life.
Amen.
Life is not purity or religiosity. Life is not spiritual knowledge or spiritual gifts. Life is not power, also there is a place for power. Life is not good or even saintly behavior. Although we sometimes confuse life with activities, life is not activities. Life is the Father in the Son as the Spirit flowing into us, so that by the life God can accomplish and carry out His recovery in an inward way. This week I was very touched by these words, and also in these messages, the judgment of Lord give us new heart and new spirit. Amen. Spirit is all for this. The life flow out from throne and flow into us. Lord, I know our situation. So Lord, give us some judgment. Give us new heart, new spirit.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else want to share before we? Well, this week's message I find very, very interesting in many ways. One is there's the aspect of the Spirit in this message, but I felt the burden of the message was actually our heart. And I think that really has to do with, because if our heart, if we don't really love the Lord and our heart is not towards the Lord, it's kind of like what Brother Tom was saying, we're always inclined to do other things. But if our heart is proper towards the Lord and we really love Him, then we'll be willing to exercise our spirit. And we'll be willing to pray. We'll be willing to sing if our heart is proper. And the beginning of the whole message, we realize it's tough. We have our old man, our natural man, and I really like that it pointed out that it's something that has to be dealt with repetitively, right? A lot of times I even have the concept, oh, my old man was crucified. Why am I still struggling? Why is all this happening? It's because we still have this old man, and it needs to be dealt with again and again and again. And so it was a good way to start this, to realize that if we want a proper heart, we first have to deal with our old man. But then it got into with regards to having this heart to love Him. And I really appreciated this, because sometimes when we talk about Ezekiel, it's a complex book. There's so much things going on. But this message actually was very simple, in that we just need to love the Lord. Amen. If we love the Lord, then everything else will actually follow. Amen. You know, becoming it's the same as God and life and nature and expression. That will happen if we love the Lord. Yeah. It's not by knowing all the doctrines, which is good. We do need to have proper founding in our doctrines, right? But if we love the Lord, all these things will be added to us. You know, we will exercise our spirit. Amen. And another aspect of exercising our spirit, multiple people mentioned this. And actually, where did Brian go? I was hoping, I saw this morning, I was hoping Brian would be here for the example, because Brian's our buff guy here, right? It's because he exercises his muscles a lot, right? And the same, we need to exercise our spirit. Otherwise, we'll have like nothing. We'll just be so weak. We'll just be, our spirit will be so, the willingness to exercise it will be so weak. And I remember I broke my arm when I was younger. And you don't exercise your arm because it's in a stationary position. When I took the cast off, my arm was so scrawny, and it was just, it wasn't good looking. Because there was no movement of it for, you know, a good amount of time. But eventually, you know, you move it, and, you know, it gets strengthened, and it becomes in a normal condition. So we need to exercise our spirit. Amen. You know, it's not enough just to love the Lord. It is important to love the Lord, but after, we need to exercise our spirit. Amen. We need to exercise by calling on the Lord. I really appreciated that Brother Minoru mentioned that in when they would exercise their spirit back in Eldon Hall days, they would live on cough drops, because their vocal cords, they were always singing, they were always praising, they were always just wanting to exercise their spirit. Amen. And exercising can be many different ways. It, like John mentioned, right? It can be calling on the Lord. It can be pray reading the Word. It can be singing. It can be prophesying. You know, these are all ways to exercise our spirit and build up the church. And this is how the Lord is able to gain what He's really after, right? The New Jerusalem. That's what the title says. It doesn't focus too much on it in the message. But really what the Lord is after is gaining His bride, is gaining His expression, and is gaining us to be the same as He is in life and nature. And the other thing that I found out interesting about the message was Sister Ping brought out was that it ended on numbers. You know, it's something a lot of times we kind of, we don't want to just focus on numbers. We don't want to focus on numbers. But Brother Michael often tells us, you know, if we don't have a fruit in this year, then something is wrong with us. You know, if we are healthy with the Lord, then a fruit should we. If we are healthy and we are abiding in the vine, that means a fruit should be produced. So this is an indication if we are healthy in our Christian life, if we are able to produce a fruit. You know, maybe right now you feel it's a little difficult to bear fruit by yourself. Go get somebody. You and another person bear fruit. Maybe your home group can bear a fruit. Somehow you've got to figure out how to bear fruit. We need to bear fruit here in District C. You know, otherwise, well, what's going to in 10 years, what's going to happen here? If there's no fruit bear. You know, people are going to move. There's going to be, you know, there's all sorts of different factors. We need to bear fruit for the expression of the Lord here in Piscataway. So I thought that was very, very interesting and just kind of blew my concept of how the message would end, right? But it was the expression here is actually by the numbers. So I was very touched that we need to have a proper heart so we can exercise our spirit. If we exercise our spirit in these many different ways, then we can have the proper numbers here in Piscataway. And one other aspect before I end here is how Brother Manuro expressed this love towards the Lord. You know, all those hymns that we sang, there was full of zeal, full of the expression in the hymns. It was very loving. He kept talking about this veil. If we get unveiled, he actually said, we should burn the veil away. Our love should be just so hot to the Lord that the veil will just be burned away, and we just face to face with the Lord. So this upcoming week, I was just, you know, this morning I was like, oh Lord, it's a new week. Even though that was last week's message, I want to have this hot love for you this week. You know, when I travel to work, I want to just remind me, Lord, even though I'm grumpy in the morning, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go see my boss. Oh Lord, remind me to love you. Just burn any veils, anything in my heart that I would just love you and simplify me. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, amen. We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Saints, as we are pre-reading this verse, Ezekiel 36:26, we all are very excited, right? Amen. Right. Four times that God say, I will, I will, I will. But you have to realize, when that time, when people of Israel, when they heard Ezekiel, when he heard such a speaking, it didn't happen. It didn't happen to them. He waited at least over 400 years. The reason we are excited today because we experience the fulfillment of that verse. At that time, when Jehovah God speak to Ezekiel, the condition of people of Israel was in terrible situation. So after the vision and judgment, God intend to recover his people in life. So in brief, for the inner recovery of the God's people, God needs to do two things. To accomplish judicial redemption and organic salvation.
Amen.
These two aspects you can see in verse chapter 26, verse 25, 26, and 27. Yeah. Now, today, we are in the reality of verse 26, right?
Amen.
Do you have new heart, new spirit?
Yes. Amen.
Do you have the God spirit in you?
Yes.
Do you love him?
Yes.
You do? We have to be honest in word that we love Him. But in reality, not much. Do you know why, saints? When we say loving the Lord, loving the God, you have to see. Are you loving His doing, or you are loving His being, or His person?
Amen.
They're different. I would say, in experience, if you never, ever appreciate what He's doing, it's very difficult for you to love His person. So for you to experience loving to the Lord, you have to start appreciating.
Amen.
Or to be thankful.
Amen.
For every day the Lord has doing things for us. Have you ever been giving Him thanks? Or you just took it for granted? I think we took it for granted. Do you think you can eat, you can drink, you can breathe, you can walk? That is because everything should be like that? No. It's all by His mercy. If He did not give us such a mercy, we are so fragile. It's just like a glass dropped on the floor, broke into pieces. So, saints, if you really want to experience how to love the Lord, you have to at least start to loving Him by thanksgiving. That's why in the First Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18, it says, always rejoice, pray unceasingly, and in everything give what?
Thanks.
Thanks.
Amen.
So every morning when you woke up, you have to, don't lecture Him. But first thing you have to say, Lord, thank you for today.
Amen.
This morning when I woke up, a hymn, children hymn, pop up in my spirit. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We shall be rejoiced, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Wow, I say, thank you, Lord. Yesterday, you gave us such a nice day for us to have an outing.
Yeah.
And today is a new day.
Amen.
I will guarantee you, saints, when you start thanking for everything that you have provided, your heart becomes soft. Mm. The reason our heart becomes hard and stony, is because your heart been occupied too many things.
Yeah.
In Matthew 12, it lists the four conditions of our heart. One is on the roadside. One is with thorny heart. One is with hidden rock. Only the last one will be the good soil. Now, for the first three kinds, that is exactly our condition. Will your heart be staying on the roadside and let the vehicle keep running it back and forth? Hopefully not. But the second and third kind is thorny heart and hidden rock. Today in this society, saints, Satan is using stress and anxiety to making our heart become thorny and hardened and hardened.
Amen.
Right now, when you sit here, are you under stress? Or are you under some kind of anxiety, anxious? If you are, you need to love the Lord.
Amen.
Why you have to be under the stress? Why you have to be under the anxiety? Isn't He provide everything for us? Yes or no?
Yes.
You have to say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I can be alive knowing now it's all His mercy.
Amen.
So, then there should be no thorny heart in you. Then how about hidden rocks? Hidden sins. Are there any hidden sins within your heart? You don't have to say it here. But you need to come to the Lord. Yeah. Only when those conditions were still, then your heart can be good soil. Good soil is for what? To grow. Preaching the gospel is really not doing something outward. Bearing the fruit is not something outward. Bearing the fruit is inward life result. When you are in such a situation, bearing the fruit will be automatically.
Amen.
So yes, there's an indicator. If this year you didn't bring anyone before the Lord, that's an indicator that your heart has a problem. So how to deal with your heart? 2 Corinthians 3:16 to 18. Whenever our heart toward the Lord. So saints, you have to exercise your will to switch on. Will to switch on from your soul into spirit.
Amen.
Then you have to exercise your emotion to loving the Lord.
Amen.
That is the way to keep you or maintain you in the realm of the Spirit.
Amen.
You cannot just calling on the name, oh Lord Jesus, and what after?
Yeah.
You have to love Him.
Amen.
Love His doing things for you.
Amen.
And then start gradually, you will love His person.
Amen.
And then you exercise your mind.
Amen.
To understand what the our situation, and exercise your mind to read His Word. By doing your whole being, exercise your will, emotion, and mind, then you can remain in the realm of spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Would you like to be remain in the realm of spirit?
Amen.
You have to pay the price. How about this? Starting from tomorrow, or even starting from now, you have to think of one thing. The Lord has done for you.
Amen.
And start to think for Him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Can you do that?
Yes.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for everything you have done for us.
Amen.
Oh, you suffer in our heart.
Amen.
We know how to thank you.
Amen.
Oh, and love you.
Amen.
Oh, not just love your doings.
Amen.
Start with thanking you.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes. Yes. We love you.
Amen.
Thank you for reminding us of what you have done for us.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us a new heart.
Amen.
New spirit.
Amen.
We touch you, Lord.
Amen.
Every day of our life.
Lord,
amen.
That we may love you.
Amen.
You have created and made us.
Amen.
That's the sole purpose.
Amen.
That we may love you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Lord, we simply love you.
Amen.
Right. Thank you for another day.
Amen.
Until we know you, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you that we commune with you.
Amen.
Thank you for your unconditional love.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Unconditional love, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We drink it of you, Lord.
Amen.
The living waters.
Amen.
Lord, you direct each step to us.
Amen.
Lord, that you have provided for us.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Because turning to you each day.
Amen.
We bless you each morning.
Amen.
We bless you for all you've done.
Amen.
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 Let's not rush to the lunch yet. Joe just told us the kitchen serving one saying the lunch not ready yet, will be delayed. So how about we spend some time? You can sign up for the video training. And also regarding next week's meal service, if Sister Ping, you want to help us organize a little bit.
But I think you can do the fellowship.